You know, since about 2016 or so, we have seen one story after another in the corporate media. The mainstream media, whether they call themselves liberal or conservative, whether it's CNN or the Fox News Channel, we've heard from all of them about how crazy and dangerous and evil Donald Trump supposedly is. Oh yeah, they've compared him to Hitler, they have compared him to the Nazi Germans, they have compared, I mean, he's a threat to our democracy. This is a guy who, from the moment that he announced his run for president, has faced an endless barrage of media and political attacks. Oh, I forgot. We've been told that he's a Russian agent. The reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. He's a neo-Nazi. We've been told that he's some kind of a racist monster who's going to bring slavery back to the United States. Just about every ridiculous thing that you can say about someone has all been said about Donald Trump. But these attacks haven't just been limited to media and politics. They have been used against him in massive lawfare campaigns. And these campaigns have spanned the entire country to try to keep him off of the presidential ballot and even throw him in prison. Everyone forgets that no matter the result of tomorrow's election, there's still a sentencing hearing hanging over Trump's head in New York City, where fat ass Alvin Bragg and foreign-born Juan Merchan could try to lock him up in some desperate communistic attempt to overthrow a potential Trump victory. Trump has also come under attack in civil court, where hideously ugly, clinically insane women have been allowed to accuse him of rape with absolutely no evidence at all whatsoever and drag him in front of a judge to shake him down for cash. And where the state of New York has been allowed to sue him and his family so that freaks like Letitia James can steal their property and get their faces in the news as the dykes who took down Trump. For 8 years, it's just been one thing after another. It has been constant. And over the past 4 years, it's been worse than ever before. We've effectively been locked in the very same election cycle for the entire decade of the 2020s up until this point. Joe Biden isn't even in the race, but he just won't go away. He just won't croak. And it's becoming pretty obvious that as time goes on, that he's really not interested in helping Kamala Harris. But he is interested in denigrating American citizens and threatening Trump and his supporters with bizarre homosexual quips. Seriously. So we all know that Biden just recently called Trump voters garbage and then tried to scrub the White House transcripts to cover it up. But even more recently, he went even further. He's actually said that he hates Donald Trump and Elon Musk so much that he wants to smack them in the ass. To be more precise, he said, quote, "These are the kind of guys you'd like to smack in the ass." Here, see it for yourself.
But I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
this guy is absolutely, as Bryson Gray would say, tweaking. Excuse me, but what the hell is that? Is this guy's brain so fried that he's turning into a homosexual? Or was he always that way? And now he's just coming to surface because he has trouble remembering not to make himself out to be a total homosexual in public. But either way, this guy is sick. And so is his vice president, Kamala the Border Czar Harris. You know, politically speaking, the years since 2020 have all kind of run together. We've been in a never-ending presidential race in which Donald Trump is the leading candidate, but also the guy that they want to throw in prison and have killed. And now this week, we're coming to the end of it. So the country will likely meet just one of two fates. The election will be completely rigged and stolen and will be sold off to central bank murderers. Or Trump supporters really will override the fraud and will buckle up and just hope and pray that he actually rolls out an America First administration. We will hope and pray that we really do get mass deportations and that our country can fight to turn things around before we're all murdered. Because one thing that is very, very clear is that if these 40 million invaders aren't sent packing, if they're allowed to become citizens and vote in our elections, even more than they already do now, we're done. We're finished. This really is a fight for survival. And while we all know that we can't trust Trump and his advisors on many, many issues, at least he gives us a chance. This is a final showdown at the ballot box. A fight for the ages. And something tells me that this isn't the end, but only the beginning of another power struggle. Speaking of Bryson Gray, he joins us now for more on this. Bryson, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So we've gone from a Russian agent to a neo-Nazi to Hitler incarnate. We've seen that he's a pervert and a racist, and none of it is working. If you poll Americans right now, overwhelmingly, Donald Trump is the guy over Kamala Harris. What's your prediction for Tuesday?
I think Trump will win. I think the only reason Trump wouldn't win is, I mean, obviously, I think personally he's ran a terrible campaign and lost a lot of Christian vote, which is why they're paying all these preachers and people to try to bully Christians into vote for him. But I think, honestly, I think a lot of minorities, you will see a lot of increase in minorities for Trump, specifically minority men. Women, I think, are going for Kamala Harris. The bad part about that is women show up to vote more than men. So the only chance I feel like Donald Trump has to lose is that fact. It's really about, in my opinion, the married women, because married women, they flip flop between Republicans and Democrats, while single women clearly support Democrats all the way. So I think Trump is going to win.
We don't hate Donald Trump. We have our differences, obviously. Our viewing audience knows that we have our differences with Donald Trump, when it comes to several different things. But you said that he's ran a campaign that's basically been garbage. What do you mean by that? What are some of the things that stick out to you the most?
I mean, just literally, objectively, he's ran the most liberal campaign of any Republican in the history of the Republican Party. I don't want to say history. Let me say between my lifetime and anybody's lifetime that's alive right now. He's the first Republican to ever have this position on abortion. He's the first Republican to ever publicly have this position on LGBT. He's not the first Republican to push a vaccine, but he's literally to the left of old Barack Obama in 2008, if we're basing it on what they said. I think for the future of the Republican Party, I think that's terrible. But I do think Trump will win because I think people, you know, they like things that affect them personally. People are tired of the gas prices, which Joe Biden literally said he put things on Russia and he told you it was going to raise the gas prices and shutting the pipelines down, which that affects the grocery prices. So I think Trump will win based on that alone.
Yeah. What do you make of this abortion thing? Like, how could that even be a possibility for somebody like Donald Trump? Because you remember in 2015 who Donald Trump was going into the 16 election. I mean, he had nicknames for everybody, and I know that he has Tampon Tim. But, I mean, this guy was an absolute bastion of everything that all of us were thinking. He was saying it out loud. And he went from the most loved on The View to the most hated. I think they call him Hitler as well. And he was very well loved and then became completely hated by Hollywood and by, you know, the mainstream media. And all of a sudden, something happened, like he flipped, like somebody got a hold of him or subjected him to some sort of a blackmail or a bribe or the promise of something. What do you suppose it is that has him taking this position on the murder of unborn babies?
Well, we have two choices, because in 2015, in a CNN town hall, he literally said women should be punished for abortions and that abortion should be illegal. I mean, he flat out said it. Then 2 days later, his handlers came out and made a statement and tried to backtrack it. But Trump didn't backtrack it. His team did. So why is Trump suddenly now flipping? I mean, we have two choices. I have a conspiracy theory that ever since his brother died, it seems like he's been acting weird, in my opinion. But all we can go with, you know, the more I get, the less conspiracy, the less conspiratorial, if that's the correct word, reasoning is that he's just a person that cares about winning and winning at all costs because he calls himself a populist. And populists don't really care about values. They only care about what's popular. So he could just be trying to change his positions to do what he thinks will win, which doesn't work because literally pro-choice people are voting Kamala Harris. Matter of fact, if you look at the main reason women are voting Kamala Harris, it's abortion. Even after all this pandering you've done, they're still voting against you on the topic of abortion. And the reason why is because you cannot out-left the left. That doesn't make sense to even attempt to out-left the left. All you're doing is disenfranchised voters like me, you know what I'm saying, that would typically vote for you, and making us not want to support you rather than combating the left. The Republican Party should be a opposition to the left, not just tag-alongs.
You're participating in this false flag election, right?
Yeah, but not in a way. I'm not. I can't ask. My faith won't allow me to vote for any of the two candidates. But I am voting in Tennessee because here abortion is illegal. Homosexuality is not popular here. Our state.
It's not popular to have that opinion either, by the way. As I have recently learned on X and on this program and the comments on Rumble and at StuPeters.com, it's not very popular to say my faith, my values, my morals, my convictions will not allow me to vote for either of the two presidential candidates that are on this fake ballot that's been sent to every illegal alien in the country.
Correct.
And I share that sentiment. It's not popular, and you get a lot of blowback for that.
Oh, I've lost so many followers over the last couple of weeks. I've lost 10,000 followers in one day on Instagram. It's just par for the course. But for me, I've always made sure to, like, I always look at things as a test from God. Like, will you really put me first when you lose these followers? So with me, you know, a lot of my base was Trump supporters. So for me to come out and say that my faith won't allow me to do it. It's funny how people blame Christians, but not blame the person that changed his positions. You know what I'm saying? Like Trump is objectively going more liberal. For the first time in God knows how long, the Republican Party said they're removing all anti-LGBT language from the platform. That's the first time ever. And they're removing the even idea of an abortion ban from the platform. But I'm the bad guy because I'm like, we literally said that we can't vote for Democrats for these reasons, and now they're doing it, and now I'm the bad guy. So, you know, I'll play that role. I think Trump is going to win, though. And, of course, from an economical perspective, you will want Trump rather than Kamala, and from a border perspective, even though Obama was more harsh on the border than Trump was. But, you know, Kamala isn't that. But, I mean, you know, people are going to be upset. It's life.
You're making too much sense for people. What about this for less conspiratorial about why Trump is flip-flopping? What about $100 million from somebody called Miriam Adelson?
So I was talking to Anomaly. He brought up like the funding that's also to Republicans, including Trump. I mean, that could be it too. There's multiple reasons why, but for people to just ignore Trump obvious flip-flops, it's like there has to be something behind that.
It's the spirit of idolatry that they have replaced in many cases. And I'm not saying every Trump supporter, like a lot of people accuse me on X of saying, I'm not generalizing here with a broad stroke of a brush, but there are many people who have replaced the Lord and Savior, the King of the universe, Jesus Christ, with the Savior, Donald Trump, that he's going to ride in on a white horse and that he's going to fix everything and save everything and lead this country to repentance and a spiritual revival and free this country from the judgment of God, because we are a nation under judgment by God. Look around you. Your kids are being targeted for sexual depravity and molestation and grooming and rape and genital mutilation, and you're paying for it gladly. They are murdering babies on a bus at the DNC, paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. And now the guy who you want to vote for, who is the savior, is marching along saying, well, in certain cases, we think that the murder of unborn children is just fine.
It's worse than that, actually. He said he wants to allow it up to 15 weeks. And people say he's so much better than Kamala on abortion. No, he isn't. 96% of abortions happen in the first 16 weeks. And then he supports except the three exceptions, which is another 2% of abortions. Trump supports 98% of abortions. Let's say if Kamala supports 100% of them. Okay, Trump is 2% better than Kamala Harris on abortion. And then what New Age Republicans get away with is they say, we don't care about adults doing what they're doing. We just don't want it pushed on kids. The Christians that have been screaming about slippery slopes since y'all allow.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Oh, we don't care what they do in their own bedroom. And look where we are now. They're doing it on the street. During the entire month of June, they do it on the street and they shake their genitals in front of children. Bryson Gray, thank you so much. It's going to be interesting. There's no question about it. So pay attention. It's happening tomorrow. All of it is happening tomorrow. The false flag election. How are you going to participate? Hit me up on X at Real Stu Peters and let me know your thoughts. Be back after this. Stick around.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives?
I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
God, I love that. I am William Wallace, and I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You will never take our freedom. That's exactly right. You have supported us through your prayers, which is incredibly important. You've supported us by sharing all of our content from the daily broadcast here to other shows across the network. You have shared our documentaries like Watch the Water and These Little Ones, of course, Died Suddenly, Final Days, Old World Order, the upcoming Occupied. It's also incredibly important, life-saving stuff. And because of our position on certain topics, we have chosen to depart from some certain relationships as far as it relates to sponsors. And as you know, as of recent, we've asked you to be the most important part of the army by going to StuPeters.com, clicking on the Stu Crew button, and pledging to support us with just $9 per month. That keeps us independent. Just $9 a month keeps us independent. I'm not ashamed to ask you. And we just so much appreciate the prayers and the sharing of the content, and we so much appreciate the necessity, the need for financial support. $9 a month just goes an incredibly long ways. So, of course, we're going to be covering the fake election, what I consider to be a false flag event. Now, these elections can be looked at as nothing other than false flag events at this point in time. And we're going to be covering this. Frankie Stocks will be in studio. Alex Roundtree will be in studio. Of course, we're going to have a whole litany of other guests. But you, as part of the Stu Crew, as part of the most important part of the Army, if you have chosen to make the pledge to financially support us with $9 per month, there is a post in Locals right now where I'm asking you, what is your take on these elections? And if you post something interesting, we're going to DM you and ask you for your phone number, and then throughout the day tomorrow, we're going to be calling you live on the air so that you can be a featured guest here on the show, so that you can be part of our fake election coverage. So head on over to StuPeters.com, click on the Join the Stu Crew button. Any of our videos on Rumble, below the Rumble videos, you'll see a red Join button or a red Stu Crew button. Click on that. If you already have, then you're already in the Locals community. Just comment underneath, what is your take on the false flag elections? And if I think that your take is interesting, whether or not you agree with me, we're not an echo chamber. I love differing opinions. So if you have an interesting take over there, then there's a real good chance that I will call you live during our election coverage, and we will ask for your take live on the air. We want everybody to hear you, the most important part of the Stu Crew Army. So head on over to StuPeters.com, click on the Stu Crew button, or below any of our Rumble videos, click on Stu Crew, and we will likely talk to you live on the air during the election. America First, it's something that has been just like so convoluted and watered down. A lot of people don't even realize what does America First actually even mean anymore. And so for me, I've graduated into America Only. That's where I want to be at. America Only. I could give two craps about what's happening anywhere else until we figure out what is going on here. To that end, you have to figure out what's going on with you. And you have to figure out what financially that means. So I want to show you a website. I want to take a look at this website right now. Show the website on the screen here. It's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. That's Carlos Cortez that you see there. And he's here to describe to you what the America First Retirement Plan looks like. What is AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com?
It's America Only. It is God first. It is country first. It is about you and your retirement from this woke agenda, this crappy ESG stuff that we're funding to mutilate children's private parts. We are funding this garbage. If we continue to complain, we are funding this. And so what all this is starting, it's a starting a movement on Wall Street. It's a starting a movement that we need to bring God back into our money, our finances, our whole movement. And so if we stop funding this woke agenda, then we will have power. We will have resources. And that's what my vision is with the America First Retirement Plan is. I mean, I've written a book about it. I've built a whole platform over this. And we just want to make sure that our God-fearing patriots that are listening to this, watching us, have an option, because you don't have this option at the Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Edward Jones of the world, the red money advisors, as we call it.
Yeah. Well, you do have an option, and that option is to get over to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now. You've got to book this appointment with Carlos Cortez. I'm telling you right now, I get emails all the time thanking me for making the introduction to Carlos Cortez. You can do that. Just schedule an appointment at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Get there, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. And we're going to talk to him about what a red money versus green money advisor is in the coming days.